Loveline, coast to coast.
Yeah. Hey, Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Drew, you're so lucky Ann was sitting in here. I had to fart for the last 5 minutes.
So you're going to let us have it now?
Well, you know how it is.
Not a science.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where it went. Let's see if I can whip it up. I think I may have swallowed it.
But if you hadn't saved it up for me, you waited until we walked in the room and closed the door. Just Ann happened to follow me in.
Walked in and closed the door, but Ann, producer Ann, sat in here, and I didn't want to tell, you know, I just figured she'd be heading out, but she didn't leave until the show actually began.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see what I can do, all right?
All right.
No promises.
Good times.
Steve?
Yeah.
You're 16.
Yeah. Adam, I would be honored if I could sing He Has It All with you.
Oh, boy. Really?
Yeah.
Too early in the show.
What's up, Steve?
My girlfriend's got, like, this foot fetish, and,
No.
I've got athlete's foot.
No.
No, you don't.
Sorry.
Nice try.
Kind of a good angle. Girls don't have foot fetishes. No, they don't. Never talked to one. We ever talked to a girl who had a foot fetish?
No.
No, what is the number one female fetish? I mean, it's bondage, it's tying up,
yeah,
it's that kind of stuff.
It's also making themselves, their whole body fetishized.
See, women who have fetishes have men do stuff to them.
Mm-hmm.
Men who have fetishes do stuff to women.
Mm-hmm.
So women don't have fetishes about guys' stuff. It involves guys doing things to them.
Generally, I think that's true.
There you go. More than generally. Trevor, you're 16. What's up?
The other day, or today, this girl called me that I messed around with like a month ago, and she said she was pregnant. And I already have a girlfriend that's pregnant. And there's like no way I can get like the morning after pill.
Well, not if she's pregnant.
What?
Morning after pill is to prevent pregnancy. Once somebody's pregnant, that's it. It's pregnant.
Oh, there's nothing else to do that?
We can have an abortion.
But she said she wouldn't do that.
How old is she?
She's 16.
How old's your girlfriend?
16 also.
Are you serious? You have your current girlfriend pregnant and some chick you screwed around with a month ago both pregnant at 16 from you?
She said she's pregnant.
And how far along is your girlfriend?
3 months.
And what's she going to do?
Keep it.
And what are you going to do?
I have no idea.
And
have you talked to your parents about it?
No. Nah.
How come?
Because they beat me.
I don't know if I believe Trevor
either. No, I don't either.
Sorry, Trevor.
Trevor Simon to look.
There you go.
Don't believe. Well, start off with two bogus dickheads.
Yep.
Hey,
one more bogus call, no more men. That's it. All women only tonight. Because women are not jack-offs.
Yeah.
That's it. So guys,
you need a sack in order to be a jack-off.
Yeah.
I mean, put it this way.
The term sort of implies male, doesn't it?
Put it this way. What percentage of men at some point in their youth, probably between the age of maybe 12 and 19, sat home, phoned a liquor store, asked them if they had Mr. Pibb in a bottle, or Dr. Scholl's, or, you know, had a pizza delivered to their neighbor's house and watched through the window? I mean, what percentage of males at some point in their adolescence did some form of chicanery?
100%.
It's got to be 100%. Yeah. Although I don't believe the gays did this. So whatever percentage is gay, you have to eliminate that. Because they don't have that kind of sense of humor. They have a chick mentality.
I see.
But every straight guy in America has done this. Now, what percentage of adolescent women have done this? 9%. And five out of that 9% were put up to it by guys.
I'd say 89% of that 5%.
Okay.
Or 7%.
Right,
I mean, the vast majority of the women were put up by guys.
Yes.
Yeah. But we'll accept that, though. That's a novelty.
We'll listen
to that. But the guys, one more guy screwed up, that's it. Oh, no more guys.
Lacey?
Hello?
You're 15?
Yep.
What's up?
Hi. I greatly appreciate you guys taking my call.
See how much more pleasant women are?
Yeah.
You see that?
They're just better.
I had a fight with my boyfriend tonight, and we were fighting about just stupid, petty little stuff, you know, and he was yelling at me very forcefully, and I did not appreciate that, and I don't know what's wrong with him. We've been together for almost 2 years now.
Yeah. You've had a boyfriend since you were 13?
Yep.
How old is he?
He's 17.
Yeah. He was 15.
Huh.
And,
how long are you guys having sex?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
How long is...
Yeah, what do you expect?
How long has that been going on for?
Like 9 months, maybe.
Okay.
I see. All right, so he started yelling at you, but good.
Was he drunk or doing drugs or anything?
No, he doesn't do drugs. He doesn't do anything of the sort because my mother is in recovery, thank goodness.
Okay.
And I wouldn't appreciate that.
see the children of mothers who are in recovery, she's 15. She sounds like she's 28.
Right.
Right?
She's been parentalized. She's been taking care of the mom all these years.
Right. She doesn't sound like a kid.
Yeah.
Sounds like
she's
a nurse.
She's been in recovery for almost a year now.
But the point is, prior to that, you were the parent in the house.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, we can hear that in your voice.
And I have no idea why he flew off the handle. I know he's been having some hard things with his grandparents. He was raised by his grandparents. He basically didn't know his mother or his father.
And oh, boy.
And...
Okay, so he freaked you out, right?
Very, very much.
Right, did he threaten to hurt you?
No.
He just raised his voice.
Yes.
Has anybody ever physically abused you in the past?
Yes.
So this is sort of reminiscent of that.
Excuse me?
They reminded you of something.
So the question is, is this guy the abusive a-hole that she would seek? You know what I'm saying? That she's likely to go after?
Yes.
Or is this the nice guy who has reminded her of the abuse, and she's now going to use that as a reason to sabotage?
I don't know. Either way, what do you think of relationships that go on from 13 to 15? Should they go on till 19? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, good point.
I mean, don't you think...
We have plans to be that.
Yeah, I know, but...
Together, but... You know, I'm only 15 and he's only 17. Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, good that you're looking at it that way. That it's a healthy not to have relationships go on forever at that age. You know what I'm saying? It's healthy.
2 years is forever when you're that
That's
age.
That's right, but not to think in terms of marriage. That's sort of unrealistic.
All right.
And to maybe wonder if this relationship is run its course.
That's my dream. No, just joking.
Why don't you just tell that? Why don't you tell him you didn't appreciate it when he did that and see what he says?
I did.
And?
And he basically told me it was all my fault.
And what was the reason?
That I always yell at him and I always make him feel bad and blah, 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 blah.
Do you yell at him?
No.
All right.
Stupid things, I might say that wasn't exactly your smartest choice in the world.
You'd say just like that?
Yeah.
Mm.
I doubt it.
No, okay. I'm serious. Okay. Only once have I yelled at him.
Lacey?
Yeah?
All right. Well, you told him. So if he does it again, then drop him.
Okay.
You can forgive this one. He's a good guy.
Have you gone to Al-Anon?
I'm not going recently because of the simple fact my mom has a lot of medical problems with her right now because of her abuse and her disease. So she can't drive the car because of her medications. So I haven't been finding rides there or rides back.
Okay, what medication is she taking?
I'm going to have to go through the thing that she's going through. She has hepatitis C, cirrhosis of the liver. She has, what's that thing when your blood is really super thin and when you cut yourself, you...
Well, but that's what the hepatitis C does for you.
Yeah.
And the cirrhosis, so...
Okay.
But here's my concern is that is she so out of it, she's so weakened from the interferon that she can't drive, or is she on pain meds or benzodiazepines or something like that?
She isn't on her interferon yet. She goes into the
doctor
at the 16th to get...
If she's on sedating medication, she is not in recovery, so just keep an eye on that.
No, listen, if she was, she'd drive anyway.
If she was in recovery?
No, if she's
loaded on this.
She's loaded, you drive.
Yeah.
You don't make smart and prudent decisions when you're loaded. Okay. You go, F it, I can drive. If a man tries to catch me, I'll run him.
Mm. What medicine is she on that prevents her from driving then?
She's just feeding her a bunch of crap because she don't want to do it.
Yeah.
She's a bad mom. Listen, if I were Lacey, I would hire a drifter to kill my mom. I really would. She's all but gone anyway, and she's been nothing but trouble. You know what I mean? Start fresh. Dan?
Yes.
You're 24?
Yes.
What's up?
How's it going? I talked to my girlfriend on the phone tonight, and she says her stepdad
made some passes at her. And
see, he started the word talked with F.
Oh,
it
no,
sounded
no.
like.
Talked.
What's that?
That was weird. Anderson, did you get that? He's like, I fucked my girlfriend. I didn't say it.
No.
You can let it go. Go ahead.
Okay. So, she, her stepdad drove her home from Schwartz tonight and made some passes at her, tried to hold her hand all the way home. And when he did get home, he told her to go upstairs and put her club clothes on that she wore the night before because she looked so pretty in them. And she's a little scared, but she knows her mom won't believe her and doesn't know who to go to.
You're 24. How old is she?
A little younger, 18.
She's been sexually abused in the past?
No, not at all. She says not at all. He's never done nothing.
No, not him. Someone else.
No, she says not. No.
Mm. Mm. 17 or 18?
No, she's 18. I'm going on 19 soon, I imagine.
I see. So you're saying she'll be getting to 19 before she gets to 20?
Right.
Write that down, Drew. But she did go from 16 to 18, which is curious. Hey, Dan, I don't know. You really went in on this one?
Do I?
I mean, you're living away from home, right?
Right. Just moved out a month ago.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a machinist.
So you work around a lot of metal.
A lot of metal.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So that's always a bad sign.
No, it's not.
She's 18. She's living at home. You're 24. You're out on your own. Hey, it's 6 years ain't a lot, but that's a big six right there.
6 years, yeah, absolutely. But again, she needs to never be alone with him. She needs to report it if she feels she needs to. But it doesn't sound like I'm just suspicious she misinterpreted what he was doing.
Well, go put your club clothes on.
Send her upstairs to put her clothes on, and then when she come down, he was trying to see her stomach, and she told no, and then I don't know.
Was he loaded?
No, not says.
Sounds like that, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, did she go upstairs and put the club clothes on?
Yeah, she was.
See why?
He's kind of abusive toward her, like mentally.
I know. Why did she go upstairs and put the clothes on she had from the night before?
The mom was not around, and she was scared what would happen if she didn't.
No, there's something missing about this whole story. Either she's been abused severely in the past,
okay,
because she's just too good of a victim, or this is a misinterpretation, or maybe it's very complicated, no. And I'm not getting a clear picture of what's going on.
I'm going with the victim.
Well, she's a victim for sure, but maybe is she being a good victim tonight, or is she misinterpreting something because of previous victimization?
No. Here's the story. Her biological dad was some kind of piece of work.
Oh, yeah.
Probably pulled a number on her, maybe some abuse.
Sure.
He got thrown out. Now mom goes out and magically picks another abusive guy, and he begins the abuse cycle.
Yeah.
Here's what she needs to do. She needs to move out of the house.
Mm.
Listen, all you who are 18, get out of there. Especially 18 with a pain-in-the-ass stepdad. Freaky guy wants to see you go and put the tube top and culottes. What do they wear these They wear culottes? Go put the gauchos and the tube top on that you wore the night before and come down and shake your ass? No way.
Okay, Pops.
Move out of that house, I tell you. Len? Len?
Len, yeah.
Len? L-E-N?
Yeah, well, L-Y-N-N.
Oh, Len.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What's up?
Well, I kind of have, it's kind of a weird question. About a year ago, I was receiving oral sex from this girl, and her tooth cut me on the head of my penis, but not like a deep cut, kind of like a broke the skin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been, about a year now, and there's like a place still there.
A place?
Yeah, it's like a blackish color.
Well, your skin will pigment, hyperpigment or depigment in response to irritation and wounds, so it's not unexpected.
Okay, so it's not like some weird disease?
I don't think so.
Yeah, you got a little scar tissue, that's all.
Okay, because I was hoping, I don't want it to rot off or anything.
No, I don't believe him.
You don't believe me?
No, I believe him.
Oh, okay.
Just relax, don't worry about it. Okay? Right.
Yeah.
I'm kind of nervous about it.
All right, Lynn.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right there, buddy.
All right, bye.
Take care. See, I'm suspicious of all guys now.
I know, yeah.
And the dumber the guy, the more it sounds like a bogus call.
Huh?
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because they have difficulty with what would be considered the obvious.
Right.
And they make statements like, I didn't want it to rot off. And you think, wow.
Why do you say that?
Yeah, you think that's something I would say if I was screwing around with somebody.
Right.
But then you realize, no, I think he was actually scared of that. All right, let's speak to Kelly, who's 26.
Well, that's it. That's number three.
You think Kelly could have been a girl? No.
No way.
No girl does that monkey sound?
No.
No. All right.
That's it. Lauren?
It's an all...
All women. Women only.
We've now entered...
Really? She was a girl?
No.
Well, it was a girl put up to it by a guy.
No, listen. Lauren is just saying that because she don't want to deal with just screening the chicks out tonight. Yeah.
What? We can't hear what Ann's saying.
I can hear what she's saying.
Well,
she's saying... Yeah, I know. Well, right. Hey, Drew, what if I do bad radio for a change? See how that feels? When I just start talking in the air and making noises and references to things that the audience can't hear.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah. Lauren swears on her life that Kelly, who made the chimp noise, was a girl.
Okay. Put up to it by a guy.
Girls don't make that chimp noise,
though.
Yeah,
but she was a front person.
Yeah, I see.
We'll accept that. That's right.
Mm. You sure you don't want to go to the old Powder Puff show?
Not yet. I'm almost there.
All right. Jean?
Hi.
Hey, you're 17. What's up?
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I got through. Okay, I just had a quick question. Whenever I meet a guy or I get a boyfriend or something, I always like to have, like, complete control over him.
What does that mean? What do you mean, control?
Like, I go, do this, and I want him to do it for me. And I just like him, you know, like, kind of like...
A slave.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. What do you... I want complete control over the guy, so Drew says, what does that mean? And you say, like I say, do this, and he does it.
Like...
That's not really...
Be specific.
A great example.
Like, basically, whenever I meet a guy and he becomes my boyfriend, he becomes obsessive, and he does anything I want.
And that's what you want?
That's what I want.
So, like, sexually?
No. Not at all. I just want him to... Like, for instance, my ex-boyfriend, Vinny, basically, he's notorious at our school for doing exactly what I say.
Okay.
And I don't know...
There's an example.
I don't know. I'm nervous.
I understand. But Jean, you guys, are you having sex?
No.
All right. So you're not, it's not like some dominatrix kind of thing.
No, but.
It's like, go to the refrigerator and get me a tab. And he goes and does it.
Yeah. One time, and I get jealous really easily.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I'm going to get a ride home from this one girl. I was like, okay, fine, go ahead. You know, kind of like in an angry way, and then he ended up walking home. Like, it was really far from school.
I see.
Well, Gina, I don't know what to say here. What's your relationship like with your parents?
It's been kind of rough.
Why?
Just like typical Asian parents.
Asian parents?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Super controlling.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Let me tell you something about the Asians. When they snap, it ain't a toothpick. It's a redwood. They snap big.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why they gotta stay in line. But when they go south, man,
yeah,
they go crazy.
Gina's a redwood.
Yeah, she snapped in a big way.
Yeah,
yeah. Your parents were controlling and
intrusive.
Sort of making you sort of subservient to them.
Definitely.
Do you have an eating disorder?
No, not really. Well, like a couple of years back, I was really concerned with my weight, but not to the point where I threw up or I was anorexic or anything.
Okay.
All right. And how are your grades at school?
They're good. They're okay.
You going off to college?
Yeah. Probably UC San Diego or UC Irvine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And are you in a relationship now?
No. Oh, yeah. I kind of.
Okay. Well, do you think you can stop doing this? I mean, you're aware of it, right?
Yeah.
Can you kind of be aware of yourself in the relationship?
I can't help it, because if I don't have control, then I'm not happy.
Why?
I just feel like I don't have control, and that I'm
right, oh, right, got that. Write that. She's down. Not happy when she doesn't have control because she feels like she doesn't have control.
Hold on, why?
Because she feels like she doesn't have control.
Feels as if she doesn't.
I just feel kind of like
control. Like you don't have control. Right?
The guy has way too much power, and I'm being like disrespected in a way. You know?
All right.
Well, these relationships, these are not real relationships.
You got a serious chimp on your shoulder, and any guy would go for this. I don't trust. Hey, Gene,
mm-hmm.
You're not relationship material at this stage of life. You're a mess.
Yeah.
All right. So why don't you not be in one for a little while and get your ass together? Get a little counseling, maybe a little therapy. You know, just focus on school and other activities. Go off to college.
These aren't
get
real relationships.
Get your head together and then get a relationship.
Yeah. It's not like I really care about guys.
That's the point.
Good.
These aren't real. You should want to care about someone, though.
Well, maybe you're a lesbian.
No, that'd really
piss your parents off, you know. That's the way to get them.
Yeah.
Go lesbian. That'll freak them out. I mean, don't you want to get back at them?
Actually, it's getting better. It's just when they get pissed, they really get pissed.
Wow. I'm saying, you want to see them pissed, you tell them you're lesbian.
You know, don't act out all your anger at your parents and other people and putting that on men. Yeah. And you're hurting yourself, you're hurting other people. Just find a real relationship and slow down.
Hey, listen, don't even find one.
But it doesn't have to be a boyfriend, just somebody to relate to, somebody to spend time with.
Yeah, but she'll convert. She doesn't know how to do that. She'll convert
that
guy.
Figure that out.
Here's the deal, everybody. Hey, if you're a mess, leave us alone. And the same goes for the men. You know what I mean? It's too bad people don't think that way, and I know the worse shape they are and the more trouble they are, the more they need to hook up with somebody, which is the scary catch-22 of life. But, hey, if your head's spinning around like a dreidel and you're abusing people and it's happening over and it's sort of stop me before I abuse again and all that kind of stuff, why don't you just take a year off? Just jack off.
They can't,
and,
though.
Study
something. They're stuck with their own pain and shame and stuff. That's why they're perpetrating this stuff on other people.
I did that. Still do.
Yeah, but yours was forced exile.
Thank you. All right, we will take ourselves a break. When we come back, we'll talk to John. His girlfriend has warts, and she won't tell him what it is after this.
Love Line will be right back, so get your problems ready.
Yeah. Just let a big old fart go in Drew's direction. Ah, come on, quit hamming it up.
Adam, please.
Please, you're a doctor. You're a doctor. You put your thumb in people's rectums.
That's right.
But don't even need it.
And nothing compares to what you just unleashed.
That was good. All right. Well, stop flapping the door and grow up, would you?
Hey, we're all adults here, Adam. Cut that crap out. Go to the bathroom before you do that next time.
If I do, I'm going in here. John?
Yes.
You're 23. What's up?
Yeah, my question, I guess, would be more for Dr. Drew. My girlfriend this year alone has had two different surgeries. I think it's on her uterus for irregular cells.
It's on her cervix.
For her cervix, yeah. That's it. And the doctor keeps telling her it's HPV, but yet they say we're not sure this is our only known cause for this.
Right.
It's like, is that true?
Yeah, it's typically the cause for it.
Really?
Yeah.
And now how would you know if it's HPV?
They usually have ways of looking at the pap smears to determine that, and if it's there, it's there.
How long have you been with her, John?
A little over 2 years.
So do you have warts?
Well, that's my question. I mean, there's no warts anywhere on either one of our bodies.
Well, you should assume that you've got it. That would be a good, a safe assumption.
How does he get... Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, John.
I was going to say, can I get tested for this?
There really isn't any good test for it. There's the acetic acid preparation I did to Adam.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
And that could show these pre-wart growths on the penis. But, if your girlfriend has it, the assumption needs to be that you have it too.
Right.
So that's it. She has it.
All right. So there's really nothing to do about it?
Nope. Not for men. It's not a big deal for men.
Okay. Does it disappear? Or is it
certain percentage of them do, but the ones that predispose to cervical cancer, which I think we should assume she's got, since these abnormal growths are developing, that's one that tends to be sort of persistent.
Does it get to the cervix via the penis?
Yeah.
And by physically making contact with it?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I hit any cervixes.
No.
Or cervixi.
Cervi, yeah.
Cervi. All right. But she'll be all right.
She's young. So. Yeah, she's getting properly taken care of. And he's worried about himself, you understand.
Right, sure. Matt?
Yeah.
You're 17.
Yeah.
You should wear a condom.
I just want to say first, you guys are pretty cool.
Thanks.
I listen to you guys like every night for the past 3 years, and you're awesome.
Thank you.
I wish I didn't really have to call in for problems, but I do. What happened is today I was with my girlfriend, and we don't have sex or anything. We don't believe in it, but she had a skirt on, and she was sitting on my lap, and we were making out and stuff, and she touched my penis, reached into my pants, but she, was rubbing on it, and I ejaculated, and some of it got on, her underwear, and I'm wondering if there's a chance.
Through your pants?
Yeah, you know how you, I'm not going to say, do you know how, but,
through your pants?
Yeah. My pants, it went through, my boxers, and my pants were wet on the outside, because they're just khakis, and a little bit got on their underwear. Wow. Soaked through.
And, that was just from a little rubbing, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, good times.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I was just freaked out.
Yeah, listen, I wouldn't believe in sex either if I could just get off and not have to take my pants off. Why bother with sex?
Yeah.
But it's really unlikely that would cause a pregnancy.
And, doesn't it die when it's outside like that?
Yeah. No. Well, I mean, as long as it's wet, it's
alive.
Yeah,
it needs to dry out, but how much sperm actually gets through the pant?
Right, that's what I was just
wondering. Well, that's a good question. I mean, the fluid that carries the sperm...
is not the sperm.
And the thing is, and it wasn't really far... It was above where her pubic hair started. It was right where her pubic hair started, on her underwear.
Oh, forget it then. Forget it.
Hold on. What kind of position are you guys in?
She's just straddling me.
I know, but if she's straddling you,
she had a skirt on.
I'm hip, but how does it get above where her at the top of her pubic area?
I don't know.
Whatever.
All right. Forget talk. You know what I love about our listeners? Our callers are so dumb. They start down a path. It went up. And then you go, yeah, but wait a minute. How did it? Oh, yeah, because she was on. And then you go, yeah, but if she was on. And then they go, oh, I don't know. It's all right, yeah, you're right. Forget it. I was real adamant about it 10 seconds ago, but no. I mean, if you're straddling somebody... their crotch, and something comes through their crotch, isn't that right in your sort of vaginal wheelhouse? That's not at the top. You'd have to lie down on the person and sort of flex your back. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
All right. And I love about that, they don't believe in sex. So everything is like one of those...
technicality.
R-rated Showtime movies. Yeah. No, it's like we don't actually get it on, but you sit on me and pull the skirt up. Everything is like that scene. Please tell me you saw Raging Bull. Please tell me you saw the movie Raging Bull.
Excerpts of it.
Oh, my God! You have not seen Raging Bull?
Not in its entirety.
All right. See, you're totally worthless to me. Because every good goddamn reference I have involves something that was outside of the studio, and it's useless. Because you've not seen it. You've not who's Huell Hauser, what's Doug Henning, who's Raging Bull. I never saw any of it. The Shining, no, nothing. Nothing. You're useless to me.
Speaking of Doug
Henning.
You
don't exist.
Doug Henning?
Don't even bring up Doug Henning in front of me.
Went to the Magic Castle last night.
Why?
My wife's brother is really into that place. And we have some friends.
That's a bad sign. that's flawed right there.
But listen, they have a dress code.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I didn't wear a tie.
I know.
The guy we were with didn't have a shirt with a collar or a coat or a tie.
My buddy, the Wheeze, had to pull a pair of slacks over his jeans.
Oh, yes. They pull out some clothing and say, here, put it on.
You know what's funny about the dress code is you could be wearing a $80 pair of jeans and a nice shirt, and they're like, you end up looking like a hobo by the time they've pulled their baggy slacks over your
shirt. Oh, yes.
It's like, technically... you must be wearing a tie, even if it's a clip-on orange tie, and it's 8 inches wide, and you must wear slacks, even if we pull the slacks over your jeans and then tie it up with a piece of rope. You have to wear this.
Yes.
At what point, though, does it become sort of counterproductive? Where you actually look worse than you did walking in?
How about the point where a guy like me comes in and says, I'm going to talk about your ass for 44 years. You make me do this. And that's what I'm going to do.
Well, listen.
Do not go to that place.
It's your fault for going there. Jess?
Yes?
You're 19. What's up?
Okay. It seems like every time I sleep with a guy or date a guy and it ends, I end up resenting him.
Well, are these guys you're actually having relationships with?
Well, two of them, I had two pretty serious relationships. Both of them lasted about a year. And I ended up just despising the guys after it ended. And before and after those two relationships, I had like a series of hookups where the next day I would just like hate the guy.
Hating him for participating with you in this act, huh?
I guess. I just like despise him and I don't even want to see him.
Where do you think that comes from?
Huh?
Where do you think that comes from?
I really don't know.
No. Did we ever get an answer for that question, Drew?
Yeah.
Maybe you're mad at yourself?
I could be, I guess. I mean...
Well, what have guys done to you in your life that have made you loathe them, hate them?
Well, one of the relationships I was in was pretty abusive.
Mm. And it's physically abusive?
Yeah.
And how old were you when that came about?
I was 16.
Okay. And how about your relationship with your dad?
It's great. He's great.
Hmm. And your mom?
She's great, too. I mean, we're like best friends, so...
Nope.
Mm.
It's always bad. You know, what's healthy is the way Drew and I are with our parents, which is we barely tolerate them. Thanksgiving, that's plenty. Right, Drew? Thanks. Jess?
Yeah?
You have a great relationship with both your parents. You get hooked up with these one abusive guy, and then the other guys you just loathe after you've been with them.
Yeah.
You got energy. We're just trying to wonder where it came from. Anything ever happened to you?
No, not... I mean...
With men.
Huh?
With men when you were growing up?
No, not when I was like little or anything. I mean,
are you a religious person?
No.
Do you have an older brother?
Yes.
Did he do anything bad to you?
No.
He's a good guy? You like him?
Yeah, he didn't even live with us for very long, so.
How come?
He was older. He's 12 years older than me, so.
So you were just, he left when he was 18 or something?
Yeah.
All right, so you like your older brother?
Yeah.
You like your dad? And no abuse, no alcoholism?
No.
Why was there this big break in there being kids, the 12 years?
Well, he's actually my half-brother.
Nope.
My dad's 10 years older than my mom.
All right, now we're getting somewhere. Well, now, wait a minute. Who's your step-parent?
I don't have a step-parent, but he is my half-brother. He's my dad's son, but not my mom.
Okay. And what's your dad do for a living?
He's a geologist.
Aha! All right, no boozing, good parents.
Our question is, why? If you know these
things... Why are you such a mess?
Yeah, why do you do this? If you know how you're going to react, you know it's not a good thing for you, you know it's not a rewarding thing for you.
Like, I don't hate the guy while I'm doing these things, but...
All right.
But you know you're going to.
Yeah, in a way.
All right, well, why don't you stop if you know this is what the outcome's going to be?
Why don't you work on developing a relationship first and taking your time real slow with someone and then get into the physical piece? For some reason, the physical element throws you off. It makes you feel shameful or guilty or something that you blame the guy for.
Your parents never told you sex was bad?
No.
No?
No. Well, my dad was pretty strict about that kind of thing, but my mom was...
All right. Well, that's something. Did your dad freak you out with that stuff?
No, not really. I mean, he was just strict about it.
Like, what'd he do?
Like, he never really liked me bringing guys around, and, like, he just was really, like, rude to him and stuff, and, I mean...
So we consider that good dad, obviously. Good fathering.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. You out on your own now?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Slow down.
What you're doing.
Slow down. You should be... If there really is nothing there, you should be able to stop this.
It didn't sound like there was anything there.
And yet...
I feel like if we had like a small room, a chair, and a flashlight, we could have got something out of her.
Yeah.
But nothing wholesale. Dave?
Yeah.
You're 24. What's up?
Yeah. Recently I had hurt my foot, and they had started giving me Ultram for medication.
Mm-hmm.
And I have high blood pressure to begin with, and now I'm wondering if I could use this, if I could still use this medicine and exercise a lot. Sometimes it gives me, I'm not sure if it's the medicine or that I'm exercising, I get chest pain.
What's missing from this story?
What's that?
What's that Altram? What is that?
It's an opiate. It's a non-addictive pain medicine, which, of course, has no such thing. It's an opiate. How much Altram were you taking?
Oh, I don't know. A couple of these every few hours. Yeah, I am addicted to them.
To Altram?
Yeah.
All right, so you're an addict.
Yeah.
Did you know you were an addict before you got strung out on the Altram?
Yeah.
What were you addicted to?
Oh, just mostly pot.
Pot. Are you still smoking a lot of pot?
Oh, yeah.
So you could have chronic bronchitis, and that could be where the chest pain is from.
Okay.
What's with the high blood pressure?
I guess I'm just overweight. I've just always had it. I'm about 260 pounds, but I'm like 6'2", so I don't know what's up. I mean, but, there, you know, I got a gut there.
What do you want for high blood pressure?
What's it called? Propranolol.
Wait a minute. What's, if you're, you know, constantly exercising, what's with the extra weight?
I can't say I'm constantly exercising. I'm just trying to get in better shape.
I see. Do you eat a lot?
Yeah, yeah.
How often do you take the propranolol?
Daily.
Once a day?
Yes, once a day.
Is it propranolol long-acting?
Yes. Hmm. It's,
80 milligrams?
60 milligrams. It's propranolol, like LA or
LA,
something.
Yeah, long-acting. Yeah. Well, propranolol is not good for chronic bronchitis, which is what pot typically gives you.
Okay.
Yeah, however, propranolol is good for chest pain. And
all right, he doesn't have bronchitis already.
You can get 2-3 years of pot, you'll get that.
No.
I'm smoking like 10 years.
Yeah, so he's 10 years in the pot.
Yeah, maybe. Smoke a lot of weed?
Yeah.
All right, good times.
But now you're an opiate. I mean, you progressed on to opiates now. I mean, I would not focus on the chest pain or the blood pressure. The big issue here is you've got addiction. It's progressive. It's progressing. Okay. And that needs to be dealt with right now.
Yeah. Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
The over-under on your death pool is 27 and a half, and that's natural causes.
Natural causes.
Yeah, right. So why don't you get it together, buddy?
So talk to you about that. I mean, where would I go to somebody about that?
Well, an addictionologist, you're up in San Francisco, Sacramento, the Haight-Ashbury Free Clinic up in San Francisco.
I'm
excellent.
A little south of that, yeah.
Well, you can check in with them. They may know some referrals. I'm sure they would know referrals in Sacramento. And there is basically a serotonin reuptake inhibitor component of Altram, and sometimes those will drive your blood pressure up a little bit, too. So, just coming on and off opiates will drive your pressure up also.
Hey, you know what I like about Dave? He's a model caller, which is extraordinarily effed up.
Just the facts.
But just giving you the facts.
Yeah.
He ain't arguing with you.
Yeah.
He's not calling because he has a problem and then pretending like he doesn't have a problem. He's telling you he smoked weed. He's telling you what meds he's on. He's telling you what he's hooked on.
Yeah.
He's not saying, I'm just taking the pain medication because of this.
Told us he was fat.
He told me, basically said he was fat. This is the kind of...
Let me quote him. I got a gut on me.
We could,
that's what he said.
We could have kept the guy another 5 minutes. I could have got out. He was dumb and had bad breath.
No, actually, I appreciate
I
his,
really
his
appreciate
frankness. Yeah.
I love Dave.
Yeah. Yeah,
I love this man.
Yeah.
All right.
And, all of you. All of you.
And to have great hope for Dave in his future.
Yeah.
Because he's admitting he has a problem and seems to want to do something.
Go deal
about
with it. Absolutely.
All right.
Agreed.
All right. Let's take ourselves a break. When we come back, we'll speak to Jeremiah. Jeremiah's seven. Yeah. No. Melissa. Who do you want to talk to, Drew?
Okay.
Jeremiah wants to know how to tell his longtime girlfriend that he wants to leave her. After this,
Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
Yes, you is. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. It's about time for David Arquette to come back on this show.
Yeah, you could just talk about him right now. He might show up.
Usually works that way. Well, I'll tell you, Siskel and Ebert gave, not Siskel and Ebert, but whatever the current
Ebert
incarnation
is.
Of that show is. I gave it two, like, amazingly low thumbs down. The
C-Spot Go or whatever.
Yeah. You've seen that one, right?
No, my daughter saw it today.
Yeah.
Glowing. She liked it, yes.
That's the beauty about being a kid. Yeah. Every song, every movie. You like everything but food. Everything but food. What is that? See the same movies over and over again. Hear the same songs over and over again.
How about these days when stuff is marketed to these kids and they can go home and play it over and over again? Videos, CDs.
Yeah, I mean, back in the day, if there was a song you liked or every kid grew up loving The Grinch That Stole Christmas, loving all those Christmas shows, you had to just sit there in front of the TV.
Once a year.
And you do you remember like trying to time a commercial, like you headed into the bathroom or you headed into the kitchen, and then your like sister or brother would just "That's a grandson's bath!" And you'd be like sliding in your little socks, you know, across the floor and peeling out and diving. There was no TiVo, there was no taping. It ran once a year, and they didn't stop it for anything. So it's like you either caught it or you didn't. Thank God you were never doing anything. It's not like, Christ, I got that Elks meeting the night the Grinch is on. I can't make it. No, you're always home, but you didn't. It was like scary to leave the room. You could miss 10 seconds when you...
Nothing until next year.
Right. I really do think the joke's on the kids now, though. You see that Grinch tape sitting in every kid's room, just sitting there gathering dust. It doesn't mean anything.
It loses
it. It can't mean anything to them anymore. Big deal. Christmas comes around. Oh, the Grinch is on. Big deal. I saw it in July. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got it on Laserdisc. Jeremiah?
Yeah.
you want to know how to tell your long-term girlfriend it's over?
Well, she wasn't really a long-term girlfriend. I mean, we've been seeing each other.
How long?
It wasn't like a boyfriend-girlfriend type thing. It's just we would see each other.
All right. Well,
wait a minute.
Well, listen, they weren't boyfriend and girlfriend.
Well, we've got to give them a lecture about ending
relationship.
It's
not long-term, and they're not boyfriend and girlfriend.
All right, so you can just stop calling her or have the little talk with her and realize that at your age, these relationships wouldn't have gone on half as long as they did.
Now, listen,
if you were older.
I'll tell you the reason why I just put him on hold is because I'm looking up at the screen and I see long-term girlfriend.
Yeah.
And he's telling me it ain't really long-term.
Okay.
And they weren't really boyfriend-girlfriend.
It's weird energy night or just me?
No, it's fine. Just it. You weren't boyfriend and girlfriend and it wasn't going on for a long time. No big deal.
All right.
Just tell her no more.
All right. Or also realize that it's okay to end a relationship. These relationships would have ended much sooner. Will in the future in your life end much sooner.
You do what I do. You say, it's not you, it's me. I don't like you. That always makes them feel good.
Jennifer?
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Hey.
You're 18. What's up?
Yeah, I want to know why my boyfriend takes so long to orgasm when we have sex. And I actually go numb and I get bored.
How long?
Like 35 minutes sometimes.
See, guys, this business of going all night is not, that's not a female concept for most women.
It's
most
a male
women,
concept.
Yeah, most women, 10, 12 minutes, that's it, upper limits.
I know, but he thinks it's great, but I think it's horrible.
Yeah.
He says it's his curse, but, you know, for me.
Yeah.
He says it's his curse?
It's his curse, yeah. Him and his brother have this curse because they last too long and women get bored. We're sitting there, you know, basically like, come on.
Maybe he's bored because he's not sort of paying attention to you.
When you say we, you mean you and your vagina?
Yeah, us. You know, I can, you know, I'll get mine, you know, I'll get my orgasm and he'll just, you know, like, I'm still going, babe, you know, hang on.
Wow. Hey, you know your way around a penis at 18, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been with them for 2 years, so.
I see.
I'll get mine.
I get mine, yeah.
All right, baby. What junior college you heading for?
I'm headed for Long Beach Junior College.
Yeah, smell that junior college on people, boy. Well, there's nothing you can do to speed it up, but...
there's, like, no positions or anything? Or?
Well, does he have... what position excites him the most?
When he's on top, because, you know, in order to get mine, I have to be on top because the, you know, stimulation.
Right.
But
you got to get yours, yeah.
Yeah, I have to get mine. But he just takes, you know, a while.
All right. Well, obviously, if he's in his best position, that's good. And if he's not drunk or stoned, that's probably good, too.
Mm-hmm.
And how about a nice BJ? Would that finish him off?
It takes too long.
It takes that long that way, too, huh?
Yeah, it's horrible.
What if he...
And he can, and then, you know, he'll go like, oh, let's do it again. You know, after it took, you know, 30 minutes the first time, he wants to do it again, and I'm numb, and...
Right.
It's horrible.
I wonder if this relationship is meant to be, just judging by the way they feel about each other. I mean, forget the specifics of the mechanics here.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of love in this relationship.
I'm
don't think this one was forged in heaven?
No.
Yeah, I gotta give me some.
Yeah.
And he wants his, too, but I got to say, hey, honey, I got to get some, too. So I get on top, I get some for me.
Got to get mine.
And then I grab a little something for my mom, because she don't get none no more. So I get her some. I get some for my baby sister, it's not old enough. She'll get some later, and then she'll give some back to me.
Store it up, yeah.
Right. Yeah, all right. You like him?
I love him. Mm. I've been with him for a while. You know, we had our problems, but...
You say, I love him because I've been with him for a while.
No, I love him. I've been with him for so long. All right.
See, you can't even say it without...
You can't just say you love him without the disclaimer about investing time with him?
I think you guys won't believe me because I'm so young.
Well, we believe you if you say you love the guy.
Uh-huh.
Liar.
I just don't love the fact that he takes forever.
Okay. Have you been pregnant by him yet?
No.
What are you using for birth control?
Orthonovum.
Right on.
Good girl. All right, have him yank himself for a while, and then you come running in the room and polish him off or something.
That's the point. You need to work on something together. There'd be some mutual way to help resolve this problem.
Yeah, and it does add 10 minutes when he knows you're bored and sore and going, I got some now. You got to get some for you.
Hurry up.
All right, hurry. Mark Schnell. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Adam Carolla, that's Dr. Drew over there. Nelly Furtado is going to be in here a little bit later this week on Tuesday. Have you seen Nelly?
No.
She's hot.
What's she on?
She's, I don't know what she's on. No, she's a singer.
Oh.
Yeah. That's good, Drew. Right. Be glad to hear that.
Ow!
Yeah, she's hot and she sings.
Nice.
Yeah, very good combination. Melissa?
Yeah?
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I was over at my mom's house where my brother lives, using her computer to do homework, and I pulled up a file that was my brother's that was probably about 50 files of child pornography.
Well, only 50.
It was quite a few.
How old's your brother?
He's going to be 21.
Pretty wow. Soon.
And he does have a history of child. He was molested when he was a child.
Oh, boy.
So I just kind of, I don't want to find out later that he's going out molesting little kids, so
oh, man.
I don't know what to do.
Now, did he ever do anything to you?
No.
Can you tell your mom?
Well, my mom was there when I found it, and I said something about it, and she just didn't want to hear it.
Oh, boy.
And then I came back the next day, and I told her it was important to me, and I needed to talk to her about it, and she pretty much said that she'd talk to him, but I don't think that's going to really do anything.
No, it won't.
What's he doing? He's 21, he's living
he's
at home.
Not doing anything. I don't think.
What's he doing?
Job.
He doesn't have a job?
No.
Now, what are you doing?
I have my own place and I'm working and going to school.
And how did you come out so sane?
I don't know.
And he's not your half brother or anything?
No, he's my full brother.
And who molested him?
Well, we used to live in in this little ghetto town, and the neighbor boy got to us.
Got to both of you?
Yeah.
And you too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, see...
Wow. This is a genetic theory here.
No, but Melissa's become sort of hypersensitive about it. Or not sure. Hyper, but what I mean is she's become sensitive to it.
Sure.
I mean, there's two ways you go when something happens to you. You either become one yourself or you start a group to stop it.
Right.
You're more the start a group to stop it, and he's the become one himself.
Well, I'm not trying to, like, start a movement against it. I mean, I'm not for it or anything. I just really, I don't want to not do anything about it and find out later that it's gone in
a
different direction.
No, right. I appreciate that, and I think that's a good thing.
I'm going to give you a child abuse hotline, okay?
Well, I called our child abuse hotline, and they said go to the police. And then I called a different hotline, and they said that they'd give me information, and they never called back, and they haven't been very helpful at all.
Do you think he's done this to anybody?
Well, he hasn't got any morals, or he doesn't have a sense of right and wrong as far as I've seen.
Ugh.
And I think that it's a possibility. If not having already happened, it could happen in the future.
I think my mom thinks that it won't.
Where's your dad?
My dad kind of bailed on us a couple years ago.
Wow.
And he's nowhere to be found?
Well, he sort of. Right now we're in a child support battle, so...
So you can't really communicate with your dad?
No, I have no desire to talk to him. He wouldn't do anything about it anyway.
What a dynamite individual, by the way.
Yeah.
What a fabulous, fabulous individual. I'd like to really spend some time with him. Well, it's you and your mom ain't listening.
Yeah, pretty
much. I think you have to call law enforcement. Even if they were just to come over, you know, and you don't know that he's done anything. I don't know if it's against the law to even look up child pornography.
No, I think it is.
Yeah. Well, I had one hotline that said it was and one hotline that said it wasn't.
Well, it may depend where you are, but I think it is a crime.
But be that as it may, I think he needs to be supervised. He needs to be on alert. He's committing a crime, and so he's in some states. And if the police, I'm sure they know how to deal with this. And you got
to
do
it. But I'm also kind of scared about what would happen to my mom if I did that, because it's her software on her computer, and I know that she'd probably be ostracized by our. She lives in a pretty calm, like, apartment community.
Right. But why do they have to be involved with it at all?
Well, I don't know. I don't see it going in.
What if you called the police and just questioned them on what you should be doing?
I could probably do that.
Just say it's an anonymous call. Here's your situation.
Yeah.
Do they have recommendations?
Yeah.
Because I think
you know, the police are going to tell you, I bet, that they're going to have to wait for him to do something.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That
unless it's against the law to do the job, point out that.
All right. Well, you can inquire about that.
Yeah.
I think you're going to have to. Is your mom a coherent person?
Yeah, she's on the right track and everything.
All right. How about you have, like, a serious sit-down with mom when brother's at the arcade or wherever the hell he goes during the day?
Yeah.
Child daycare job he's got.
Yeah. I mean, really, sit down with mom and say, listen, yeah, I don't know if you understand the gravity of this situation, but if he hasn't done something, he may soon do something, and that's going to be on your head.
Yeah.
And let's really... Let's not dance around this one. We have to confront it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. All right. You're doing God's work there,
yeah,
Melissa.
Yeah, you are. And,
thank you.
And thanks for...
Stay with it.
Keep it together. Boy, after what you've been through.
Okay.
All righty. Yeah, good times. Stephanie? Well, that molestation, it's the gift that keeps giving. Stephanie, you're 16. What's up?
Not there.
Well, she's been on hold for 48 minutes.
That's short by Loveline standards.
She Stephanie? Could be sleeping.
Yeah.
Women don't snore. Why don't women snore? No, you don't. No, that's just a sound going up and down. Why don't...
You hear that?
All right. Let's be quiet for 5 seconds. You ready? Go.
That was her.
A little. It wouldn't hold up in court if you played a recording of that for the jury.
That's her. She's 16.
Oh. Stephanie.
Oh, wow.
All right. Hey, Drew?
Yeah.
Why don't women snore? Just because they're nicer?
They're nicer. They're God's children. You know, they don't have as much weight in this area.
Their chin?
Typically, chin, neck.
Right.
There's some thickening of the vocal cords in the back of the palate from testosterone and the position of the larynx.
You think the boobs would add a little something?
For the sleep apnea, but not for the snoring.
Hmm. Dennis?
Yeah.
You're 23. What's up?
Hey, today when I was having sex with my fiance, after I came, I got real lightheaded and almost passed out. I even had tunnel vision. And then from that point till now, I've had a pain in my abdomen at the right side of my abdomen.
Your abdomen?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, there's nothing specific that this is consistent with, but it obviously needs some sort of evaluation, right?
I don't know.
Were you hyperventilating?
No, not really. I was just, I mean, we've done it many times in that position, and
mm-hmm.
It's never happened before.
Let me tell you, maybe you were talking too much. I've almost passed out from talking too much sexually. You know, you ever run on a treadmill and you try to have a conversation, or you're like sparring with someone and you start talking, and then before you know it, you feel like you're going to pass out? You ever jog and talk? You know, when you're on top of a woman, you're like, yeah, you love it, baby. This is the best you ever had it. Yeah, baby, we're going to go all, and then you just pass out?
Well, I
never done that, Drew?
No.
I wasn't talking at all. She actually made that comment that I never even make noise when we're having sex.
Do you have any medical problems?
No, I don't.
Are you on any medication?
No, I don't. No, I'm not.
Were you doing any drugs or anything at the time?
No, I don't do drugs.
Okay. Had you a history of doing drugs?
No, never done drugs.
Okay, all right. Well, it may just be the hyperventilation, as Adam said. There's nothing specific. I don't know what the right upper quadrant pain is about, but it's something that needs evaluation. And just to be at least to get a physical exam to make sure there's not something obvious, something specific going on.
Dennis, are you a cop?
Well, I work for the city.
And yeah.
I work doing security for them while I'm in college.
Why do you ask?
I think he's a cop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just got that vibe.
Yeah.
So I got the security vibe from you, Dennis, that's all.
Well, I'm going to college to become a cop. So.
Yeah.
It could have even just a panic attack, possibly. It's a lot of things it could have been, but nothing specific comes to mind for me.
Yeah. I got the cop vibe from Dennis.
Yeah.
That's all. I don't get any credit for that?
Oh, yeah. Well done.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
I strangely got the same kind of, I got security guard vibe. Was there some radio going in the background or something?
They heard just a beep when we came on.
I got night watchman. That's what I was thinking.
And he got that never done drug before in my life. Like people were listening. What name is that?
Margalit?
Yeah, it's me.
Margalit.
What's up?
You're 16. What's going on?
Adam, I'm wondering, could you call my boyfriend real quick? Because I'm, really nervous. He'll be able to, talk better than I can right now.
Well, you're doing fine, Margalit.
Am I?
Tell us what the deal is.
Okay, here's what's going on. Today, my boyfriend and I were at his grandma's, and she went downstairs to smoke a cigarette on the patio, and it was like a spur-of-the-moment thing, and basically he said, so do you want to mess around? What do you want to do? And, so basically, we wound up in the kitchen, and I was giving him a head, and we wound up in his grandma's bedroom because there's a mirror in there, and he was laying on the bed and I was going at it, and his grandma walked in and I could hear her in the hallway, and oh my god, I'm really nervous right now, sorry. And I could hear her in the hallway, and I flipped my hair back and stood up, and she just kind of said, oh, it's 75 degrees out on the patio, that's kind of weird, and walked away. And me and him stayed in the bedroom for forever. We were so scared, and he called his sister on her cell phone to ask her what to do, and she basically said just play it off. She sounded like nothing ever happened.
Oh my god.
The day I called my sister to ask her what to do because we're gonna BJ grandma's house, the day I just
no,
check
you don't
out.
Understand though. It's I can't even explain to you because she knows everything about his grandma. She lives with him, and she would know how to handle it. You know what I'm saying? He's close with his sister, so they could share whatever.
Okay, all right, a couple questions here.
Yes.
What did the kitchen have to do with the story?
Well, that's where started.
That's where we started out, and I don't know, because there's a window above the patio, and so he was watching her. And
so you could watch her from the kitchen and do your thing there.
To see if she was going to come in.
I see. And then why did you go into the bedroom?
Because there's a mirror in there.
Yeah, right. What does that do for you?
Well, he likes to watch.
It doesn't do anything for me, but it does something for him, I guess.
Well, you position it right, and he could still see her out on the patio.
Was he focusing the sunlight on something?
No, Drew, you get a BJ. You like to see what's going on sometimes.
You open your eyes, and you can see what's going on. I understand.
Yeah, but you can't catch that profile.
So you have to get the porn camera angle? Is that the deal?
I like to pretend I'm starting my own movie.
God.
Yeah. Oh, oftentimes I have to just lean way over to the side so I can just... It's not easy.
Oh, my God.
It's so funny. I love you to death.
Well, listen, this guy, he's quite a master.
An operator.
He's quite an operator because grandma goes out to smoke a butt on the porch.
I want to paint the picture of grandma, too. I want to sell more about her.
What is that going to take? All of 3.5 minutes?
His grandma?
Yeah.
Yeah,
What's he thinking?
I don't know, usually she takes a long time to smoke.
Yeah, and he's gonna get a blowjob in the kitchen while he watches grandma on the lookout.
Yeah, and then once he's watching her, she's 3/4 of the way through the cigarette, then he adjourns to her bedroom?
No, she, just lit it up when, usually she smokes, one or two at a time, and, so, I don't know, and he okay. I guess...
Tell us more about the grandma. What's she do? Does she work still?
No, she's... not very old. She's 89 or something.
Oh my god, this poor woman almost killed her.
Well, she's walked in on his sister too, that's the thing.
Oh, this woman, this poor woman.
And she'd take that to her eternal resting spot. That's probably the last picture she'll have in her head before the Grim Reaper shows up.
Oh my god.
Maybe the Grim Reaper will get himself a BJ over at her house too. Wouldn't that be fitting? Well, now, I just want to clear something up.
What?
You were in her bedroom with the door closed.
No, the door was open.
Oh, that's
so that we
genius.
Could hear her.
Right, all right. You heard her coming down the hall.
Uh-huh.
And did she turn the corner and step into the bedroom?
No, she was standing in the hallway, and, like, I could hear, like, creaks in the,
But you still didn't stop what you were doing?
No, I did stop. Like, I threw my hair back in. Like, my boyfriend sat up, hecka quick, and, like, put himself away. And I know she saw, though. I know.
You mean she stepped into the doorway?
No, she didn't even step into the doorway. Well, but, like, she, from the angle that she was standing, I know she saw, like...
She's 89?
Yeah, I have, well, 87 or 89. I don't know, somewhere between there.
You'd be able to see anything at 89 is pretty good.
All right, so the door was open. She walked down the hall. She stopped. And when did she start talking about the temperature outside?
It was, like, right when I stood up. And I, like, kind of moved over, and I was hoping, like, she wouldn't look at me, because if she made eye contact with me, I would have, like, died. But I moved over, and she just said, oh, it's 75 degrees out on that patio.
So you saw her say that?
Yeah.
You saw her in the doorway?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And your boyfriend was covered up by then?
Well, yeah. She tried to.
Okay. Yeah, she don't know.
And no, we'll... she does. I'm telling you, though.
All right. Well,
And then my boyfriend said to her later.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, my boyfriend said to her, like, sorry that you had to walk in on that, Grandma. And she's like, what? And he's like...
She's 89, you guys.
Awkward.
Yeah, but she's not processing the way, you know, 89-year-olds don't process the way 17-year-olds do.
But the thing is, like, when she walked away the first time, she was like, she's like, that freaking bastard making her, like, his thingy.
No,
what? Wait a minute.
She did not say that.
Wait a minute, get her back. She didn't say that.
Yes, she did.
Why'd you say that in the first place, then?
What did she say? Like, she just said about the temperature, and we said, oh, wow, that's a lot. And then she walked away, and as she was walking away, we could hear her saying, like, that frickin' bastard made her suck his thing.
No,
she didn't say thing. She said, like, you know, the C word.
An 89-year-old talking like that?
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, she's, like, super cool, though. Like,
no, okay, now hold on, you retard. We've been questioning you for 10 minutes over whether she knows or not, and you say, no, I think she knows.
No, I told you I know she knows. I know she saw, because that's what she said, and, like...
Well, tell us about the part where she said you did what you did.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, please, I'm so done with you. I'm disgusted.
All right, so what do we do? What do we do for her?
Oh, who cares? She's going to be dead in 10 minutes anyway.
The grandma.
Yeah.
Well, I think
they're both so freaked out about it. Yet she's blowing them in every room in the house.
Yeah, they're being disrespectful of her household. They're showing poor boundaries.
It's a trail of semen going all over that place. Looks like the Tate house.
Well, the sister's doing it too. The grandma walked in on the sister also. But the fact is, you've made an attempt to make amends with her. She's playing like she doesn't know anything. She's 89. Leave her alone. Just be more respectful of her household. That's okay. It. Just get on with things.
If we ever spend a half hour trying to suss out whether somebody's aware of something or not, please use as evidence the part where they actually spoke about what you did.
Yeah.
As if you're making an argument for why they know, bring up the part where they said, I saw you doing whatever it was you were doing. That's going to help your argument.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can stop going over the hypothetical about her eyesight or how far down the hall she was or if she actually stepped into the doorway or if the boyfriend was covered up or not. We can cut through all of that.
Yeah.
I don't believe her.
No, I believe her. I believe her. I just don't believe that she actually heard what she thinks she heard with the grandma muttering.
Eric?
Hey, guys. What's up?
You're 27.
I'm 27, and this question is probably more for Dr. Drew. And about 6 months ago, it started every time I defecate, I guess is the word to use on the air. I get a semen discharge out of my penis.
You sure it's semen?
I'm pretty sure. I mean, it has the same consistency and look and everything.
Okay.
The only two things I can think of is, you know, like 8 months ago I had unprotected sex with a questionable female who I'm not really sure about her history. And so I'm thinking maybe it's an STD, but I mean, this is the only time it happens. I mean, other than if I'm like really having sex.
I doubt it's an STD. When you move your bowels like that, it can squeeze the seminal vesicles and release some stuff. But
really?
Yeah, potentially. But you ought to have a doctor take a look at it just to make sure the plumbing's all. Are you on a medication?
Yeah, I'm on Paxil.
Well, that's what's doing it.
Really?
Oh, really?
There you go.
That toilet's got to be a mess.
No, I mean, it doesn't, it's not like it shoots out or anything.
No, I know, it's the it's like Paxil. Your plumbing's not quite right, but it's a Paxil.
All right. I've never heard, we never got that one, did we?
We've had this one before, and I've always asked them when they're on medication. They've often said no, but this can do that.
You got that Duke iceberg with a nice jizz slick floating in the toilet. That's bad times.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah, good times.
Let's see if Stephanie's awake.
That's experiencing two of life's greatest sensations simultaneously. So, hey, Drew, give me some of that Paxil, will you?
You should try to work on timing that. You know, you've got the ninja focus.
That's interesting. Boy, you know, it'd be a great bet.
Like if what you could do, how would the bet go down?
Somebody'd have to pony up like $50,000 to see.
That you'd have to pay the referee. You have to pay the judge for that with that money.
Yeah,
that's what it costs to somebody to judge that.
Well, but with these small surveillance cameras and stuff these days, they put them in glasses, they put them in hats. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Somebody, we could work this thing out.
It's still a sight, a vision that would have to be compensated. Years of therapy afterwards.
I'd have to train on that one, but yeah. I wonder if I could work it out. I bet Sting could do it. He could do anything with his penis. All right, let's take ourselves a break. When we come back, we'll speak to...
Well, that was Stephanie. We're just thinking if she's awake.
Oh, yeah. Oh, forget about Stephanie.
Oh, she's awake?
Is she awake? Stephanie?
Yeah.
Yeah, baby?
Yeah.
Were you asleep there?
Yeah, I
was asleep. See?
Okay. Okay, hold on a second.
Okay.
We'll, you stay awake, though, right?
I promise.
And have a cup of coffee. We'll be gone for just a few minutes, and then we'll get back with Stephanie. Some more.
Yeah,
you will. A little gas for you there, Drew.
Stop.
Now I'm fanning. Hey, for those of you who don't think fanning works, it works.
No.
It works.
Yeah.
That should be.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh.
Woo! Doggy! Oh. Yeah! That's good. Yeah, Anderson hates gas. I was had dinner at my dad's house last night. And I was telling my Aunt Pat, who's in her mid-60s. She's one of these chicks who...
chicks. Mid-60s.
Pat is one of these women who sort of wears, been wearing walking, this nurse-type walking shoes her whole life.
Yeah.
Know, she's going to be comfortable.
The big white ones, yeah.
Long hair is a pain in the ass. She's always like... lesbian but straight,
right?
You know those women who are so practical they almost seem like they're lesbians,
right?
Like, I wear flannel, it's comfortable and it doesn't need pressing, you know, and you wear those like nurse shoes and you wear that short cropped hair because when you get out of the shower, who's got time to dry it, blah blah blah.
Is this your mom's sister or your dad's sister?
This is my dad's side, but she's not even my aunt, she's my cousin. Oh. My dad doesn't have a sister, but you know, anyone who's older than you can't be your cousin. It could be your aunt, but anyway. She's one of these women. She's the one who has the handle for the half-gallon paper milk jug. God. The plastic thing drops into.
Yeah.
It's been going on 30 years now. It broke, and she glued it back together.
Oh, boy.
She's one, and I don't know if people do this anymore either. Remember when people who smoked had a little smoking purse? Well, they make little pouches, a little snap pouch, and you put your cigarettes in there and a little place for your lighter.
Yeah.
And maybe like a little place for your mints or something. It was kind of like what a flask is for guys who like to drink. This is like a little smoking, just like a little smoking purse.
Yeah.
You know, you keep it in your purse, but it's where your cigarettes, your lighter. She's one of those kind of people. Yeah, I was explaining to her that...
I'm just imagining one of the twin sisters that watches...
Selma and Patty from the Simpsons.
Watches MacGyver.
There's some of that in there, yeah. So, anyway, I was explaining to her that at my job at the man show that I will walk across the room and fart on either Jimmy or Daniel, whoever happens to be in there, and they will walk across the room to fart on me. And she was just shocked and dumbfounded. She's like, the whole table just sat there like, what are you doing? Then we go out of our way to fart on people.
What are you doing with your life?
They're really disgusted. I thought it'd get a laugh.
I just wondered if you guys have done that so much for so long now. Do you even react, greet? Is that a greeting?
I'll tell you one thing. If I go across the room to go get something out of a file drawer,
people dive.
And walk behind Daniel's desk, Daniel dives under the desk.
Yeah, sure.
Stephanie?
Yeah?
It's a real tip of the hat to me and my ass. You're 16. What's going on there, baby?
I have a confusing situation, so I'm just going to tell you, and then I'll have my question. When I was two, my parents divorced, and my dad remarried when I was five, and they got divorced. My mom, my birth mom, abandoned me when I was five, and she came back into my life recently. And my ex-stepmother adopted me recently, and it's very confusing. I don't have a relationship with anybody in my family. If I used to, they either abandoned me or my dad was a drug addict, and so that got ruined. And I was wondering if that's going to affect my whole life. Like, I can't trust anybody at all.
Well, it certainly does makes it difficult to have relationships, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Have you thought about getting some treatment for this?
I've been in therapy for about 5 years.
All right. That may be why you sound as good as you do. And maybe why it doesn't have to affect your whole life.
Yeah.
It's going to have an effect on you. You're not going to be the same person you would have been had there been no difficulties like this.
Who knows?
But who knows? And maybe this will be something, there'll be some source of spiritual connection or meaning that comes out of this carnage.
Well, let me tell you what I think, Stephanie.
Okay.
This is Adam speaking. I like when people do that. Most people go through their life in sort of a haze. I mean, they don't really examine their past. They don't work on it. They don't try to attack their problems. And most of our society, an alarmingly high percentage of our society, is just sort of doomed to make the same mistakes over and over, living out their childhood fantasies and role-playing and casting a play and all that good cliche stuff.
Yep.
And the one good thing about somebody who actually has had some difficulties and who's aware of it and who is working on it is you will actually strengthen yourself and get a foot up on the rest of society because you had this hand dealt to you. So what was a disability can be an advantage down the road.
It's like somebody has a bad leg injury and they're a kid and they end up becoming a triathlete because they...
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like some guy hurt his back or something, so he has to rehab, so he works extra hard, and he ends up being better than he was before the injury.
But that same guy may have been a couch potato had he lived his normal life.
Right. So
frustrating.
You're 16. You're right at the beginning of this journey.
Well, because my mom came back into my life this past August, and it turns out I have a sister too, and from my birth mom, and she left early because I asked her to sign the adoption papers for my ex stepmom, and she left, and we had a big fight, and I tried to call her, I've sent them Christmas cards, and nothing's happened, and I've, like, kept it all behind me until now, and it's just, like, a snowball effect, and I don't know how to deal with it.
Well, you have a good relationship with your stepmom, right?
No, not at all.
She's gone, too.
But didn't she want to adopt you?
She adopted me, but she tried to kick me out earlier this year. It's a very weird relationship.
Are you acting out?
I used to.
Okay. How you doing in school?
I've always had bad grades. I'm doing better, though, this semester.
Good.
Like I said, basically, here's your plan, Stephanie. You know, society has to be your family.
I mean, well, she got a therapist.
Well, I mean, you therapist.
My therapist just recommended me to another therapist. So.
Why?
Because she said that she was brought into the situation for school things, and she thinks that I should be better with a family psychiatrist.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, listen to a recommendation. Do you have friends?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's hard because I always think.
Yeah. Well, look, Stephanie, here are your short-term goals. Boob job?
No, not needed.
Short? Oh, really? What are you packing there, baby?
Pretty large.
Oh, good times. So God wasn't that cruel, yeah? Now, short-term goals. Get your grades good so that you can go somewhere to college. Have your friends. Have your new therapist. And you make your own life outside of the family.
Yep.
I mean, it's real sad, but I tell people this every night. Hey, if your family, if it ain't happening there, you got to go out. Society can be your family. Not all of society. But, I mean, there's some great people out there. I mean, I've made friends. And, Drew, I know you're not allowed to have friends. But, hypothetically, if your wife lets you have friends, I've made all my money with my friends. I've had all my good times with my friends. Every, like, fun and exciting travel experience I've had has been with my friends. You can get a partner and do this. You can get a wife or a husband. You can...
Why aren't you gay?
I should be gay.
You are gay.
I'd love to be gay. Do you know the time we could have if we were gay?
How about you and Jimmy?
Oh, my God. What a great, great time.
Well, how about you and Daniel?
Oh, I don't know. He's a handful. That little minx. He's too much. I can't. I need roller skates to keep up with him. Lydia?
Oh, boy.
Is Lydia sleeping, too?
Oh, yeah. I got it. Maybe not.
No, you just think you hear that.
I heard Stephanie.
No, you just heard a little breath, that's all. Josh?
Yeah, hey, how's it going, Adam?
Excuse, hang a second, Josh. I heard a little breath. Yeah, that's right, that's what I heard. It's her sleeping.
That was your own breath.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Josh, you're 17.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
Well, maybe like last week, I'd say, give it on a Tuesday night. Me and my girlfriend were having sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of find out that it was pretty hard to penetrate because she was a little dry.
I see.
We did the whole foreplay thing and everything.
Sure, get that out of the way.
Yeah. And we managed to, and she was lubricating, you know, semi-normally.
Yeah.
And
good times.
Maybe, like, after our 15-minute break, we usually go for another one.
Mm-hmm.
But it was hard to manage. And that time, she had told me, like, maybe, I don't know, it was like 2 days before she was going to be on her period.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me that she knew that because she usually gets cramps and her breast hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering if that's normal.
Yes, because she could be sort of dry before a period? Yes.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I feel like just, we're doing an automotive show here. She wasn't lubing correctly. Could be one of the cam towers. Maybe a cam oil and rod could be bad. If the pressure's bad, you may want to step up the viscosity, go up to like a 20 W50. And is it cold weather or warm? It's warm where you're calling from?
It's pretty warm.
San Diego.
Yeah, it's warm weather, then maybe step down to 30 weight.
Well, Dr. Drew?
Yeah.
Well, where I'm from, it's probably about a clean 100 miles from San Diego, and it gets up to like 120.
120 degrees, yeah.
Were you in Mexicali or something? In Calexico,
no,
really?
I'm about 30 miles from Mexicali. I'm in Brawley.
Yeah.
I see.
Pretty hot.
Yeah. Well, what about that? Lube problems, Drew?
So, again, things like the birth control pills can sometimes make women a little drier, and there are certain phases in the menstrual cycle that can be associated with that, too. And maybe you're just being a little bit too... give her a little break.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
and use some lube if you need to.
Yeah. Like I said. Michelle?
Oh, God. Am I on?
Yes, you is.
I was sleeping. Yeah.
Oh, we had a few chicks go on us tonight. We've never had that before, have we, Drew?
More than one person go to sleep, you mean?
No.
Or women.
Women.
Yeah, it's usually the guys.
Women don't nod off.
Yeah.
I don't think women nod. Well, they do, but, like, women don't fall asleep. Do they fall asleep at the wheel?
Not the way guys do.
Guys fall asleep at the wheel more than women. And guys fall asleep in front of the TV more than women. I think guys pass out more than women.
I think you're right.
In general. Isn't always the woman who's like putting the blanket over the guy or grabbing the steering wheel or something? All right, Michelle, what's up?
Oh, okay. I kind of have a problem. It's weird. A long time ago when I was like 12, my uncle would come over a lot when my mom wasn't home. And he'd, like, touch me. And
hold on a second, Drew. If somebody ever, if your kid ever starts that question, what point do you just run out of the room screaming? Holding
uncle.
Your ears.
Uncle.
And when the word uncle.
Just the word uncle comes out.
Okay. All right, so your uncle used to touch you.
Yeah. And then it got to the point where I didn't want to talk to him anymore. And I kind of shut him out of my life for about 2 years. But my mom was, like, always asking me why, and I wouldn't tell her.
How old is he now?
35.
And how old was he when this went on? Or how old were you when this went on?
I was 12.
And he was 31.
32 or something.
32.
Right.
So.
Dynamite. What a dynamite guy. And nothing before you were 12 with him?
Not really, no.
What kind of touching? Just touching?
Like, well, for an example, one time we were out in my back house, and we were, like, playing Nintendo and stuff, and then he starts tickling me. And I'm like, okay, well, whatever. But then he, like, starts, like, touching me and, like, grabbing my boob and stuff. So that was, like, I don't know, that was, like, the first time I noticed that.
And whose brother is this, your mom's?
My mom's.
And why didn't you report this right away?
Well, I didn't think it was, like, anything, really.
But when it did become something, why not?
I don't know.
Well, she was freaked out, and but I'm wondering if she was a freaker mom.
Have you been victimized before?
No.
No way. Not in any way.
No.
Okay.
No, I understand them not saying something like this.
Yeah, I understand. She's afraid of it not being misunderstood or being her problem or for having...
Nah, just you know, kids don't want to freak their parents out for the most part,
too. You know what it
too.
Is?
What is it?
It's my mom and him are so close, you know, and he's only got a relationship with her, you know?
Why?
Well,
she felt up everyone. Yeah,
why?
He hated his dad for as long as I can remember. Then my grandpa died. So he doesn't talk to, like, anyone else.
Yeah.
And so me, like, him and my mom are really close, so I wouldn't want to, like, you know.
Yeah, you don't want to break that up.
Yeah.
Does he have kids?
No, he's single. Well, actually, he has a girlfriend who's, I think she just turned 20.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, I would tell your mom. Your mom deserves to know. She really does.
But when she asked you why you don't want to see him anymore, you got to tell him.
Is this all he did? I mean, did he do other...
Oh, no.
He did a bunch of times?
No. Then 2 weeks ago, my mom, she doesn't trust me because I go out and I just, you know, sometimes I don't come home. So she's going out of town and she didn't want to leave me home alone. Mm. So she sent me to my uncle's.
Uh-oh.
This was like 2 weeks ago.
Ugh. Did you go?
Yeah, I did go.
And what happened?
Well, like, nothing sexually. It was weird. He smoked me out.
What?
Like, weed?
Yeah.
What do you think he did? Lit some leaves and blew it at her until she left the house? George, they smoked out. We smoked out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys got stoned?
Yeah, we did. Like, really stoned.
And then what?
And then he wanted us to go in the jacuzzi. I didn't have my bathing suit.
Who's us?
Me and him.
Hey, Drew, what are you?
Well, I wonder if there were other people there, like other girlfriends or something.
No, that's okay. The thing. He said that he was sending his girlfriend off because he wanted the time to spend with me.
Oh, my God.
But that's just like an uncle thing, you know?
This is no...
Oh, this guy. I swear to God, I'd be happier with him. He just raped you a couple times.
What?
I really...
So
I really
what happened?
Don't toke out and hit the jacuzzi and get rid of the girlfriend.
It's swarmy, yeah.
Oh, God.
So what happened in the jacuzzi?
Oh, okay. Well, I have to tell you first. I didn't have a bathing suit, so he let me borrow his girlfriend's. And she's, like, 5'1". She's tiny. She's, like, a zero. And I'm, like, I'm 5'7", and I weigh, like, 125. And so I was putting on this tiny little black bikini that he gave me. It was tiny, like...
Right.
The front, there was no, like, barely, it was just like a little triangle.
We got it.
You know?
Yeah.
And then, so.
Yeah.
We went in the jacuzzi.
Right.
And, he was just, like, staring at me the whole time.
Yeah.
And, but that was it. Like, it wasn't anything.
Okay. All right. But, listen, Michelle, you know, at a certain point, I mean, you know the guy's rap, right?
Yeah,
I mean, I don't want to make this your fault, but you're toking out the guy and sitting in a jacuzzi with him.
He's my uncle.
He's your uncle.
You know what this guy's all about, though. This is not just the fact that he gets high with you. Shows what a
Guy's such an idiot.
An idiot he is.
Really,
exactly.
I really would like this guy to just have a bullet put in his head.
Like, he's a really good.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
You don't understand, Michelle.
He's a piece of ass. This guy.
You've got to tell your mom.
No, I can't do that though.
Well, then don't do us. Please
don't go over there.
All right,
please.
And here's one we need to call back on. Hey, Michelle. What? We'll call you back in a couple weeks, and I want to know what happens with this, okay?
Well, I have one other...
No.
What is it?
Really, it's really serious.
Quick.
Okay. I'm kind of going, well, seeing this 23-year-old. He was my boss, and then he quit or whatever, and I quit. And so he's engaged, but we're still seeing each other.
Michelle, you are a mess.
No, I'm
You're
not.
A mess.
Yes, you are.
You are.
It's a simple question. Like,
well, first of all, you shouldn't be with a 23-year-old. You shouldn't be with someone who's engaged. You shouldn't be getting high with your uncle. You shouldn't be waltzing, you know, sort of off. You're like walking the plank when this guy tells you to.
Michelle, let me tell you something about your life. The things that seem normal and okay are not.
Oh, no.
You're used to them, and they seem normal to you. You know, when you see some tribe eating goat balls or something, and you start to retch, that's what your life is. It's normal to the tribesmen, but if you ain't in that tribe, it's weird.
That's horrible.
Yes.
Hold on a second. We're gonna catch up with you in a couple weeks and see what happens with you and this uncle. We're a new policy on Loveline. When there's interesting calls that we need to follow up on, we're gonna check it out a few weeks down the line.
I can't. Guys like that are so profoundly effed up. I they're worse than murderers.
Oh yeah.
This guy's such a piece of work. This is your sister's.
Yeah. 16-year-old
daughter. For Christ's sake. And by the way, and I know we're running late for break, but. Who's got what? You know you're effed up. You have to be amazingly, exquisitely effed up, and here's why. Could you imagine risking that?
My sister that I'm so close with.
Well, what I'm saying is I just saw my nephews yesterday.
Yeah.
Let's just say my sister's in the kitchen and me and the nephews are out back, like, playing around. Even if I wanted to put my thumb in their ass or yank them off or something, even if I wanted to, let's say I had a couple of beers I wanted to. I would be like, no way, because these kids are going to tell my sister, and it's going to be like, oh, my God, it's going to be like, that's going to be bad time.
But you got to be a victimizer to know how the victim mind works, and that's how these guys get
away
with this.
And you got to be seriously desperate.
That's the fact that you're a victimizer suggests how effed up you are.
All right. We'll take a little break. We'll be back.
Loveline. We'll be right back. Call on the 1-800-LOVE-191.
Well, Loveline. True, that's good. Phone number, forget it. Nelly Furtado will be in here. Nelly's the good-looking girl who falls from the tree in that video, right? She's like singing and falling and singing and falling.
Here's Lydia.
I like any videos where people are falling and singing and falling, like jumping off of stuff and flying and falling and singing.
Hey, we got about 3 minutes for this segment.
Singing and falling. I'll tell you, I could.
You could break into a little.
I could
taboo
fall and
two
I could
here.
Sing. I don't know if I could sing and fall. Yeah, I'm gonna cut a taboo two video. He's got it all video. Lydia.
Hello.
You're 22.
Yeah, I'm on the radio.
Yes, okay. Baby.
Hi.
Hey.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
About anal sex. Me and my boyfriend, we've been having sex for like a while now. We're together about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And well, it's kind of like my first time, and I just wanted to know, like, as far as what I could do to make it feel better, because I had never had it before.
Make it feel better for you?
Yeah, because I heard it hurts.
What?
Anal sex.
True. What's confusing about
that?
I didn't hear
the anal sex part.
Oh, really? You got to put some coke on your anus to numb it.
You've tried this and it didn't work? Is that the deal?
No, I haven't tried it yet. He wants to try it now. I mean, our sex life is great. You know,
so this is
wrong with it.
He's pushing this one on you, right?
No, he's not pushing. He just asks me, and I kind of want to do it too. I just
why?
Don't know what
why do you want to do it?
Why?
Yeah.
It's hard to feel. It feels good.
She wants to check it out, Drew. Why is it always the guy? Just because it's always the guy?
Yeah,
is that the only evidence you have for it always being the guy? The fact that it's always the guy?
Lydia, given to her own means, would not be coming up with this stuff.
Listen, there's a certain percentage of women out there.
That are into this, yes, I understand.
That are into it. And then a slightly larger percentage that just wants to check it out. Sort of check it off the list.
And an even larger percentage that...
Has it foisted on them by their horny boyfriends. But you want to do it, right?
Yeah, I want to try it out.
Yeah, you might like it. Well, ooh, baby. You're not going to be laughing while he's cornholing you,
no,
are you?
No,
that breaks your concentration.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Is he going to wear a condom?
Yeah.
Good.
And plenty of lube?
I guess so, yeah.
There you go.
You got some lube?
No, that's what I wanted to know. Like, what type would you use?
You don't want to use anything petroleum-based. You want to use, like, KY or Astroglide.
Mint jelly can be good, like what you put on a lamb chop.
Okay.
All right, baby.
Can I send a shout-out to him?
A little chutney.
I think you did send a shout-out to him. You want to shout-out to the anal dude?
No, can I just say to David, I love you.
No, you cannot. There's no declarations of love on this show.
Ernie?
Yeah.
Thank you. Ernie, you're 23.
Yeah, that's correct.
You want to know about side effects from chronic masturbation?
That's correct. Well, I mean, for about 10 years ago, I haven't stopped since I was, I don't know, 12, 13.
Yeah, that's the most males.
Yeah.
And
they don't stop till their heart stops.
Yeah, but the thing is, now I still feel like worry. I think my left ball is sometimes when I really masturbate, like the fourth time, start hurting.
Well, yeah, I hold back on that fourth time. Huh?
Yeah,
yeah, and also some of you guys take it from me. When people run marathons, they have that 20-mile barrier. You have to sort of break through.
No.
That can be the fourth masturbatory time.
No break through.
You keep going. You get to the seventh and eighth. It's not as hard as the fourth. See what I'm saying, Drew? Mm. And we'll take a break.
Hello. This is your radio. Loveline will be right back.
Well, that's it. We've proved ourselves one more time, haven't we, Drew?
Proved it, yeah.
Yeah. We're going to take ourselves an extended 22-hour break over here. Nelly Furtado being here on Tuesday, and I'm looking forward to meeting her because she sounds good. She looks good.
Hot, hot, hot.
Hot, hot, hot. Yeah. Maybe we'll do a little Ace Rock Cola tomorrow night. Remind me that there, Anderson. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. I'd love to be gay.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins-Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.